Next Saturday is the 100th anniversary of the birth of folk singer Woody Guthrie. Among other songs he wrote and made famous is This Land Is Your Land. Folk singer Michael Jonathan, who you probably know as the host of the nationally syndicated radio program The Woodsongs Old Time Radio Hour, is the creator of a new work of opera based on Woody Guthrie's life, that song in particular, and his other music. Part of Michael's appreciation of folk music came from his next-door neighbor as he was growing up in upstate New York, Pete Seeger. Pete and Woody are icons of American folk music. But just how did Michael get the idea that an opera was the right medium to stage this work?
I went to Cincinnati to see my first opera in 2010, the summer of 2010. And it was an amazing experience. I'd never seen an opera before. It's just this big, huge, beautiful, magnificent. The orchestra was real, and the players were astounding, and violins and cellos and all these instruments with no frets, and yet they were in tune. Mm-hmm. You know, the horn players and the percussionists, where everything was spot on, and the singers filled this 3,000-seat hall, which was packed to the gills, and the audience was enraptured by La Boheme. Mm-hmm. What a beautiful first opera to see. Mm-hmm. And the next morning I thought, how hard can this be? How hard is it to write? It's songs. Mm-hmm. It's just songs. That's
and
what
you,
I do.
Right, you had experience with
just
it.
Write songs. Can I tell a story in songs? Well, I was doing it with the Front Porch. I was telling a story with the Front Porch album. Could I do it with this? And it was a challenge. I had never done it before. But how hard can it be?
Mm. So what did you find out? I mean, obviously,
it's hard.
It's not just writing a simple story. It's that you've got to put some detail in it. You've got to develop
the... Yeah, the first thing you do is you write an outline of the libretto, the story that's going to be sung through the whole thing. Mm-hmm. What is the point of the opera? What is the dramatic highs and lows? What is the nuances?
What are you basically climaxing to? What are you going
to? Yeah, it's got to explode at the end.
Mm-hmm.
Somehow. So I wrote the libretto outline. And then what were the arias that I would write? What are the actual songs that I would write that would tell the story leading to the climax? And I literally began in linear order. I started with the overture.
Feedback have you been getting from folks that either sang it or were involved in it?
Well, all the players loved it. It was very gratifying. They tell the truth. And guys like Greg Turay and stuff, they don't want to have their name associated to things that are just bad, that mm-hmm. they're not going to do it. So they all want to be part of the ongoing project. So that is good. National programs like The Story are doing big features on it. WFUV in New York City is premiering the whole CD of the arias.
Mm-hmm.
WEKU and you know, you're interested in it. I've done several newspaper stories and writers and stuff since it came out just a few weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
So the reaction has been good, and oddly enough, it's been selling well. So the concept of it is good. And this is the centennial of Woody Guthrie on top of it.
Right, this would have been his 100th year.
Yeah, 2012. He'd have been 100 years old.
Mm-hmm.
So the timing of it, I didn't realize it when I decided I wanted to write an opera, mm-hmm. I did not know 2012 was the centennial. As we were in the process of writing and orchestrating, it was pointed out that, you know, next year is the centennial. And I was like, well, we better hurry.
Mm-hmm. That hurried things up a bit.
Yeah. I had a little fuel to the fire that did.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it's good.
But the gist of the opera is Woody writing This Land Is Your Land.
It's the events that happened to him that inspired the song. He finished the song February 23rd, 1940 in New York City. But he was inspired to write it about a month earlier. As he was hitchhiking across America, he got stuck in Pittsburgh in January in a massive snowstorm that in real life literally nearly killed Woody Guthrie. He was found on the side of the road nearly frozen to death by a Pennsylvania Ranger. All of this is true. This actually happened. Mm-hmm. And the Pennsylvania Ranger gave him soup and money for a bus ticket. And Woody was so moved by that kindness that it made him reflect on what he just saw as he hitchhiked across the country, the ribbon of a highway that he writes about in This Land Is Your Land. With him, he had just hitchhiked across America.
Wow.
And, you know, he had to sell his car and his guitar to, as he's hitchhiking across the country, to get back home.
I'm tired, no money, lost on this Pennsylvania road. I'm cold and I'm hungry, lost on this Pennsylvania road. Instead of lost on this Pennsylvania road. My mother, my father, raised in a hard-working land. I'm a singer from Oklahoma. Now this guitar is all that I have. I'm a dust-born refugee. The road is the Bible to me. Now my home is New York City. That's where I should be instead of lost on this Pennsylvania road.
Popular song of the day was Irving Berlin's God Bless America. And Woody hated that song.
Oh, really?
He despised the song, especially after what the Pennsylvania Ranger did for him.
Now, why? I mean, it's God Bless America, land that I love.
Yeah, and the land that Woody loved was under siege. You know, this is 1940. You know, the world was at war. America was at war. The globe was at war. Millions of people were dying. There was a global economic meltdown. The depression was in full force. People were miserable, hundreds of people at a time, standing in soup lines all over the country, people on the streets and out of work, losing their homes, losing their livelihoods. They were destitute. You know, the depression was severe. We don't know what that's like, but they were living in it. Influenza was killing millions of people. There were climatic changes going on in the Midwest that make global warming seem like a mild breeze.
The Dust Bowl, you're talking about.
The Dust Bowl, yeah. And hundreds of thousands of people lost their homes and their farms. They fled to California for jobs promised but weren't there. They left. They had nothing. They left their homes. They go to California. They had nothing there. And this was the America that Woody saw. And Irving Berlin's song in his mind, was making fun of that.
Mm.
It was a rich people's isn't everything okay song. I'm not saying, Michael Jonathan is not saying that Irving Berlin intended that.
Right.
I'm simply talking the historical fact.
Sure.
This was Woody's reaction.
As you're reading this, right, and researching it.
And so he wrote a retaliatory song called God Bless America for You and Me. It was his socialist communist retaliation against Irving Berlin's song. And that song was This Land Is Your Land.
But he obviously changed the few words.
He changed the title years later. But in the beginning, it was called God Bless America for You and Me. That was the tagline.
Mm-hmm.
Pete Seeger found it in a notebook and suggested he change the title, and he did.
So he just found it. I mean, obviously, it's not something that he stayed working on. He just kind of forgotten about it?
Woody recorded it as part of 150 songs recorded in a three-day time period.
Oh, wow.
With Cisco Houston. It was on an album somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
But it was not a major work from Woody. Woody never performed it in front of an audience.
Mm.
And Pete just happened to find it in Woody's notebook.
What's next for the opera?
Maybe getting
it staged?
I'm working on that. Matter of fact, David Lord, who was the head of the Lexington Convention and Visitors Bureau, is actively helping us organize the financing that we need to put the opera on a stage in front of high-definition cameras and recorded for public radio and public television, which is exactly what we did with the Walden play.
Mm-hmm.
So we've done this before. We've managed to get this done before. So that's what we're working on, is to complete the opera, bring it to a stage fully performed with a full symphony orchestra, beautiful singers and actors, and then film it for public television and public radio.
We've been talking to folk singer Michael Jonathan about his opera based on the life and music of Woody Guthrie. Next Saturday is the 100th anniversary of Woody Guthrie's birth, and you can hear more with Michael Jonathan talking about this work and Woody Guthrie coming up next week on The Story with Dick Gordon, which airs every weekday at 1 here on 88.9 WEKU and is coming up next. You've been listening to our Arts Weekly Report as part of Here and Now on 88.9 WEKU. Our regular Arts Weekly reports will return in August as part of Here and Now every Friday afternoon, and at its usual time of Saturdays at noon on our sister station, WKYL 102.1, in Greater Lexington and Lawrenceburg. If you're outside of the range of that station, you can always catch it live on our web stream at weku.fm. Of course, you can find out more on arts and cultural events throughout the region at our arts events calendar at weku.fm. Again, thanks for joining us. I'm Roger Duvall.